We are on Daf Ayin Amad Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara at Shloishim Yoim Yam at Parnes. So the Gemara asked, Uparnes Lav Shlichuse Kovid. And Rashi had said that the Gemara's Kasha was, Bitmiya Nimtza Oiver Anidoi. The Gemara asked, what did we accomplish with Uparnes? Uparnes is the shliach of the Baal. So since he was mamed the Uparnes, and the Gemara understood that he told the Uparnes to be Mefarnes' wife, and who paid the Uparnes? So the Gemara asked, what did we accomplish with this Uparnes? He's a shliach of the Baal. Now, yesterday we had mentioned that the G'dayle Achroinim is Kakashim, so what if he's a shliach of the Baal, but we have a klal in shliach l'dvar aveirim. We went into a machloikis, the G'dayle Achroinim, if the shliach is called a Baal, is considered a Baal Chiyuve, he's not considered a Baal Chiyuve, if he's not considered a Baal Chiyuve, so then this teretz, we would have a teretz on this kasha according to Ravina that holds that if the shliach is alav bar chayuvi, you say yes shliach l'dvar aveira. But it's a debatable shaila. And the etzem kasha, there's a yisoidistik mishnah lemelech, a megiya davni meluyim, a bochonan and kovet shiurin. And they all say one yesod. They say that was the Gemara's asking Akasha, that he's a shliach. The Gemara does not mean out the normal din of shliches b'chol ha'terek kula. Now the Gemara means to say that if Reuven goes over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon that you lay out money to give to my wife, and I'll pay you for it. Now, this is Bemison, the Yesod of Din Orev, that an Orev tells someone, you lend money, and I'll be Achroi for the Halva. So they say such Lashinus. The Magia says that if the only reason that Parnas is giving money is because he's just laying out money for me, and I'm going to pay him the money, is ke'ilu hu ba'atzmai noisin loy. So, since he's laying out money because I'm going to give him back the money, so it's considered like the Baal is giving her the money. That's the Loshen of the Magiyan, the Avni Meluyim. The Loshen of the Mishl Malach is, Harei ze kilu noisein me nichsei hamshaleach, since the whole money that is given because we're relying that the mishaleach will replenish the money that was given, so it's considered like he's giving me nichsei hamshaleach. Rabbi Chanan says, Alosh and Isha Nenis Mehabal. So, that's how these Achreinim want to fend for the Kashe, that this is a new gather of Shliches, that they're just laying out money for him, so it's Kilo, he's giving the money. So that's Pshad the Gemara's Kashe. Uparnes Lav Shlichusei Kovit. So what did we accomplish with Uparnes? So the Gemara answers, Omar Avune, Bo'oimer kol hazon einei mafsit. That the Baal did not approach this Uparnes and tell him, you know, you give my wife money and I'll pay you. He didn't say that at all. He said, kol hazon, whoever will give my wife money, einei mafsit. He won't lose from that. the Ran brings down over here, but he's not mechuyif to pay him. He just told him, he kolazone ni mafsid, there was no monetary obligation from the Baal to the Paunis. He just told them, whoever will give mizaynus to my wife, ain't a mafsid. If to take this face value, but it doesn't, there's no monetary obligation, so there's no din orev over here. So memele, so there's number one. And number two, we'll see as the Gemara progresses, he never told him to give the money. He's just saying a blank statement, kol hazan, whoever will give my wife money, ain't a mafsid, he won't lose from this. There's no tzivui to give, there's no obligation to repay. So the Gemara asks, Hiyom ha'ochi lav shlichuse kovet, this is not considered amine shliches, vosnan. We learned a Mishnah, Misha yamushlach baboil. Someone was in a boil, in a pit. Va'oma kol ha'shemeya koilo yichtoiv getli ishtoi. Whoever hears me, he's down in a boil, 100-foot boil. He doesn't know if he'll ever be able to be zeicha to leave this boil. So he wants to make sure his wife will be geget. So he says, kol ha'shemeya koilo yichtoiv getli ishtoi. Re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. So we see this kol ha'shemeya is a gather of shlichas. There's a machlekes harishonim, if you need shlichas on the ksivas haget, it says v'kosav lo, so maybe v'kosav is going on the baal. And the shlichas works out shlichas shalom kemoisai, or in order that should be lishmo, you need a mini of shlichas. But al kaponim, we see such a loshen, kol ha'shemeya koila yichtev get lishtai, is considered a mini of shlichas. So memela, so the Gemara esa, hu adin kol ha'zon, ene mavsid, should also be a mini of shlichas. So the Gemara asks, on this hachiyashte, Osam koma yichtoiv, there is a tzivoy, whoever hears me should write. So there's a tzivoy on this person, that's a mini shlichas. Ochem ikoma yozain, did he say whoever hears me should give mezainis? Kolazon koma, he's just saying something else. So whoever on his own accord decides to give my wife mezainis, lo yafsit. So there's no minui. There's no guarantee to repay. So therefore, so it's not called shlichusei kovid. Frek de gemore v'omar rabami bidleike hi tiru loy mekola machaba einei mafsit. Bidleike lemute mai, lav lemute ki hai gavne. So my answer is le lemute shar isurim de Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. But that's considered a mini shlichas. Whoever hears me should write. So that's a mini of shlichas. Here he says, kol azon, doesn't say yozain, kol azon ain't name absent. So the Gemara asks, but this Loshen, Kol Azon Einei Mavsid, which is similar to Kol HaMechaba Einei Mavsid, is Davke Bedleike Yitil Oloimer B'Shabbos. If a person's house is Nebuch burning down, so he's permitted to say that whoever will extinguish the fire, we're speaking to Goyim, whoever will extinguish the fire, Einei Mavsid. And they were matter. Why were they matter? This is also not a glatike hetel. The mitoich shodem bol al mamoinai, a person gets very fatumult when it comes to his possessions. Iloi shoris le osi lachabuye, if you won't permit him, so he'll extinguish it himself. So they were matter. So, Koponim, we see that this Loshen of Kol HaMechabe Einei Mavsid is not a parable Loshen. It's also some sort of a Mashmois of Shlichus. And Chazal also this Loshen of Shlichus, and they were only matter by Dleike. So my love lemutiki I governor b'chol isurim shebetoyre by all isurim davke bedleiki tiro. So the Gemara says no shar isurei Shabbos v'chemiri. So the tiro b'mloy ma'oseli meloche zuei ne mafsid kadei sheishma v'dekechom v'yasu. Avu benedorim loy gozel. So the Gemara seems to be saying that Bemison, this lotion of kol hazon in imavsid, kol mechabe in imavsid, is take not such a poshet lotion. By all Isurei Shabbos, that means if a person will say that he would like, he just planted a lawn, he would like someone to be mashke the zroim, and he would say, whoever will water the lawn, ain't a mafsid. So that's also, because Shabbos is chomel. But by Nidorim, they weren't machmel. That's the Gemara's teretz. Now, Lidavoini, I don't understand the Gemara, because the shaila of going over to a goy and tell him to water a lawn. So what is osa? Amir lakum is osa alt shvus. What is the isser of amir lakum? So others say, lechumr we say yeshlichus lakum, bidarabonon, emim tzai chevtzecho, Zanisar Dibo. So these are all the Rabbanon de Kisurim, Divrei Kabbalah. Now, Kol HaMechabe Einei Mavsid, or Kol HaMashke Zroim Einei Mavsid, is theoretically a better Loshen. Not a minei of shlichus, it's not mimsei chevtzecho, it would seem. V'afal pikein, they were machma. Al tochomer of Shabbos, they were machma. They're only matter this loshen by kibui, al tzehevsed momi. By dleika, they were matter. So that I can understand, that in the iser, the rabbonon, they were only mekel b'mokim hefsed. But Shaleba Mokim Hefsa, they were Machmen. But when we're speaking about Isser Nedorim, and we're saying that if he would be Mahana Ha, he's over on Isser Diraisa of Loyachel, and if there's a din shlichusei ka'ovid, there's also an isa derais, either al tshiyashlich ledvar avere, or midin orev, it's considered ki'ilu, he's being mahana. So we're playing around with a derais. So the Gemara is saying that in kol hazon, ein emav said, there's no isa derais, fine. But it's difficult for me to understand that an Isser, the Eraisa of Loyachel, should be killed than an Isser, the Rabbonin of Amir Elakum. To say that the Isser Shabbos is chomel, we're talking about to go over to a goyin to say, kol ha-mechabe, kol ha-mashke, ne-mavsid. So we're speaking about the Rabbonins. So there you'll say, Shabbos is Chomer, they were Machmer by the Drabonons, since a Shlichus Behedje is also with the Drabonons, so they answer the full call HaMechabe with the Drabonon, except for Mokim Hefsid. But when it comes to the Adereise, where Shlichus would be awesome in Atera, there they were Mekel, it's very difficult to understand. The only way I could understand a little of this Gemara, but I don't know if this is a true Teretz, but then I could understand a little bit the Sharatzin in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, Sivkotn Zayin, brings down a drosha of the Mechilte. The Mechilte darshens from the posik Chol Melocha Lo Ye'ose Bohem. So the Mechilte darshens that there's an Issa, a filuf was done through a goy. It should not be done. Now, the Beis Yosef is mesupik if according to the Mechilte, if Amir La'akum is also minatayel. That's the Beis Yosef, but the Sharetzim brings down that Roiv Poiskim hold it's only also midarabono. Now, so according to the Beis Yosef, that it's awesome in our Torah, Milakim is awesome in our Torah. So then I can understand our Gemara. So, Milakim is awesome in our Torah, here Shlichusi Kovid is awesome in our Torah. It's more says, by Surah Shabbos, they were Machmer, this is a Deraisa, they were Machmer, this is a Deraisa, they weren't Machmer. But if we assume that the Holden, Amir Lakim is only a Darabonon, it's difficult to understand that by an Issa de Rabbonon they were more machmer than by Issa de Reise. Mosiv Rabbe, Hamud de Ranom Echaderoi, Ve'en Loi Ma Yoichal, a person was Mud de Ranom Echaderoi, Ve'en Loi Ma Yoichal, Yeilech Eitzel Chemveni Harogel Etzloi, the mother has problems. He doesn't have what to eat. The mother would love to help him, but he can't help him. He goes to a storekeeper who's rogel by him. The yayim aloy, and he tells him, ish plaini mudar anami mani. This person is not permitted to have anor for me. Ve'eini yedeya ma esala. I don't know what I can do for him. So if the Henveni is a intelligent person, so he goes and gives, the Henveni goes and gives to the Muda, and he goes and takes from the Madir. So, this is mutter, this is permissible, for the reason that it was, that everything is done on one's own accord. He never told the Heveni to give him, he just made the Heveni aware of the situation. The Heveni understands that the Mistomer, the Madel, would appreciate that he should do such a thing, so he does it. But Al Kaponim here, he's telling much less to the Henveni. He's telling the Henveni, he's plainly mudar anomi many, many demesla. He's not telling him anything about giving him. Here we rely on the intelligence of the Henveni. So it seemed Davke, in this case it is mutter, but kol hazon eine mafsid, it would seem, here already I'm suggesting that someone should be, give mizainis to my wife, so it would seem this is also Davke, such an asik with a chemveni is mutter. Hochi yudishori, avo kol hazon eine mafsid loy. So the Gemara says, no, loy mi boy koma. Loy mi boy kola zon eni mafsid laume koma. I'm not speaking to an individual. I'm just saying a statement, kola zon eni mafsid. Avol hai. Kiven de rogel etzle v'kozel, komale, kemand omale, zil havle atomi. Fakel, this is worse. If I go over to him, I'm not speaking generally, kol azonene mafsid. I'm going over to a chembeni that's rogel etzloi, and I'm telling him that, you know, I can't help Yenner, and Yenner needs food. So, and I'm speaking with him, is I would think this is worse. Kamand omale zol havle atomi, kamash malon. But it's not like that. So I'll kapon him, so that's the teretz. So what does Rashi say? The la'al mekom alei domi l'shlichas klal. By us, it's not doim at all to shlichas. Le'yichet ish la'soisei. Did not specify that any person should do it. Avol rogel etzlei eim aloi. But achem nish rogel etzlei. I would think already it's ke'ilu. He's specifying that the chemini should give him. Uparnes lav shlichusei ka'ovit. Hashte sal kedaiton, the Gemara, the Makshin held, the Omalei, that he went over to this Parnes, and he told him, sapek lo mezoinis vani pereya. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. He's not permitted to give mezoinis to his wife. And he tells the Parnes, sapek lo, you give her mezoinis vani pereya. So Memela, so the Gemara held, if that's the case, that's Shlichas. He's being Mahana her by Shlichas Hamadir. So Mar says, no, it's not speaking about that case. So Taisva says, but I have a case where he does tell him this, and it's Mutter. Leidomi lohoda maskinen bereish perik bascha davay dezore. Oimer Odom Lechemveni Harogil Etzloi Ten Peiris Lechamore Ulepoyali. I tell Echemveni, give Peiris, Penechoshis Lemishim Shvius Lemishim Yayanesach. That I'm going over to a Chemveni, and I tell them, give Yayin to my Paalim. And I'll pay you. That's the case over there. And it's permissible. And we're speaking about, so the Magi and of Nemilum explains, Yenna Gemara is speaking about that this Chemini is a goy. And I'm telling him, give wine to my workers. I'll pay you. And he goes, he gives wine without, the goyish workers also. He gives wine. Ein chayshes loy mishum yayin nesach. I don't have to be chayshes if he's giving yayin nesach. So now Taisa says amayu de kekasha. So Taisa says is asking as follows. There, Agamara says, if I go over to a person and tell him, you give my wife mizaynis and I'll pay you. So that's considered keilu. I'm giving her mezainis. It's like she's nana from me. That was the Gemara's kasha. So if I taste with, there's a Gemara Navedezor, I go over to a goy and I tell him, give wine to my workers, and he gives them yayin nesach. And it's permissible. Ain't a choishish. I don't have to be worried. Maybe I'll give him yayin nesach. I don't have to give him instructions to give him wine with hersha. Tell him, give wine to my workers. He gives them yayin nesach. Eichen ish kefelach. And so Taisvus is asking, what is the difference between our case, which the Gemara assumes for Dava Poshet, ten levani pereyaloch. That's considered shlichas from the Gemara Navedezor, which the Gemara says it's permissible, even though it also could be he's giving yayin nesach. So Taisus answers, the Hosam lekomalei de leisu lo isu. I didn't tell to give yayin esa. Hilkech lav shlichusay ovid. Yoiv lo yayin esa. Chavaloch shlichusay kovid ki yoiv lo shemuzaynes. So Taisus answers as follows. Over there, I didn't tell him to give yayin esa. I told to give yayin. Else my request, he can give yayin with a hechsher also. Yayin mevushel with a hechsher. There's no problem whatsoever. He's a goy, and he goes and gives to the goyish workers yayin esach, so it's not called that I'm deriving benefit from yayin esach, because I never told him to give yayin esach. So it's not considered, even though he's giving because of me, and I'm paying for it, and we say that the nesine becomes nesiaches to the Baal HaPayalim, not to the Chemveni, since he's paying the Chemveni for it. But since I never mentioned he should give Yayin Nesach, so the Yayin Nesach that is being given is not Meyuchas to me, because I never told him to give Yayin Nesach. Hamashen can hear him. If I told him to be Mefarnes, my wife, so that's also fakert. I'm not allowed to be mefarnes my wife, and he's being mefarnes my wife because of my tzivui. So I'm over. That's called shlichusay kovit. That is pshat in what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying here he's paying him to do a dover ha'osa, and the gemon of Edizor, he's paying him to do a dover amuta. You can give kosher wine. You want to give something else? I'm not paying you for that. I'm not telling you to do that. That you're doing on your own accord. So Agavulche, the Magi, and Avni Miluim, being Zerai from this Taisvis, to the Yisoidiyat we had mentioned before, he says there, speaking about Goyim. Now, Goyim Zicha Aklal, Ein Shlichus La'akum. And Taisvis seems to be saying that the whole reason this is permissible is because I didn't tell him to give Yayin Nesa, but I would have told him to give Yayin Nesa, then it would be considered like I'm deriving a law from Yayin Nesa. Yayin Shlichus Lakum, so Vaistachoyz Din Orev is a Hecheredin than Shlichus, that if he's laying out money because I'm going to repay him, so then Daldin Shlichus Mocha, it's considered like I'm doing it, because the whole giving is being done because of my payment. So that's this raya, the Magia and Avne Miluim, Simen Ayin, Iskot and Dalet, brings from this Taisvis. Ba'oimer kol hazon einay mafsit. So the Gemara answers, why isn't it considered shlichusay? Because he did not tell him to give to his wife. He did not say that I'll pay you back. He said, kol hazon einay mafsit. So, frektoisvis, let us say it's speaking about bechemveni harogel etzloi. Maybe that's the case of the Mishnah. Forget the Gemara held harogel etzloi is even better. Eimer Rabbeinu Yitzchok, the Yamit Parnis Mashmed the Mefarnis Lo Mezoinis, Avuchem Rogetzloi Lo Meforish Lo. The Lashon of Taisvus is very, very unclear. Taisvus Arosh, it says a different Lashon, which is very clear. The Lashon Parnis Mashmed Sha'ima Lo Lefarnis, Avuchem Bni Lo Meforish Lo Midi. That means Taisvus is saying that I'm just telling the Chemveni he's a mudder and there's a problem. He has nothing but to eat. But here in the Mishnah says, Yamid Pane, so it seems that he's telling him to be Mephalnes. That's what the Gemara say, that speaking about, he said, Kol Azom, Al Kapodim, that's the Oif, and now he's telling him. Kol Azom, Eini Mavsim. Miu Aimer Rabbeinu Shmuel Davke Bechayagav Doma Bestam Kol Hazon Einem Mafsid Shori Bemudarano. Avol Meimel LeYochid Im Tizayin Loi Tavsid. But if I'll tell him, if you'll give, you won't be Mafsid. Also the Merzik Yishluchei. Gabi bo badach l'shol l'mein bohochi. B'sayv m'skana nami de mishani le miboi kol azon. Yav ishol l'mein miyochid havala l'mist b'chendri rogel etzloi. Im tizayin loy tavsid havala mashmalon revusa tvei. And it just, it says by a tchemni, that means just tell one person im tizayin loy tavsid, that is never mutter. Gufe, amuda no mechaveire, vein loy mayoch. Loylech etzlochem v'ni halagaletzloi, v'aymaloi ishploini muda no mimeni, v'eini yoideya me'esaloi. Hu noisin loy, v'ubo v'noitl mizem. The similar case, beisei livnois, the muda has a house to be built. U'gideiroi ligder, v'sadeyu ligtzer. Eilach eitzel peilim origilim etzloi. Vaymelem ish ploini muda nomi meni videi me esle hinais nima ebon benoitlum schoran mize. Hoyom ahalchem bederech vein imoi ma yoichol. The mother and the mother are going bederech and doesn't have what to eat. Noisein la'ache l'shum matone. So he gives to someone else a matone. Allah noitel voichel amuta. V'imein shemacha, meniach agabi yisrael agabi hageda, v'oimer harei hein mufkorim l'kel mi sheyachpoit, v'Allah noitel voichel amuta. That means by a boba midbor, and there's no eitze. How the mudder can get food, so he's permitted to be mafke. Rabbi Yosi oiser afilo ba midbor. Amarov amaitam ed Rabbi Yosi zeire v'shemayse de beis choyren v'dedor peik ha-shutfim. Perhaps Rabbi Yosi asks afilo ba matona also, it would seem. That was the mice of beis choyren that someone gave someone else a matone because he wanted his father to come to the mishteh. So he gave the whole mishta to someone else, and then the mekabel was magdashil l'shamayim. So he said, "No, no, I didn't mean that." So maybe that's pshat es Rabbi Yosi asas afilah nasinas maton gzeirim mishum the ma'isa beis chayim, ma'isa the beis chayim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer bi Yisrael chaydesh echad. We hear in the Mishnah. Hamader es ishtoi milahenes loy, ad lamed yoim yamid palmes. Till 30 days, yamid palmes. Yes, and mikan, more than 30 days, yoitzi v'yiteng subim. Hab Yehuda oimer b'Yisrael chodesh echad yekayim. Shnayim yoitzi v'yiteng subim. And the Koyin, Shnayim Yikayim, Shloshi Yaitzim Yiteng Subim. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, by a Yisrael, says, you wait a month. This Anhog of a Palnes can last a month. And after a month, it's Yaitzim Yiteng Subim by Yisrael. Now, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying different than the Tanakh Kama? The Tanakh Kama said also the same thing. Hamadar Asishtim Mohenes Loi, Ad lamed yoim yamid parnis, yeso mikan yoitzi v'yiteng sube. So what is the difference between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda? Both of them are saying, he says yamid, ad lamed yoim, and he says chodesh echad. So the Gemara asks, hainu Tanakame, what is Rabbi Yehuda saying different than the Tanakame? Omar Rabbaye kehenes osalashmi. He wants to tell him if he's from Hukoyim. He says, this shear of a month is only applicable by a Yisrael. That's how he's saying the same. But if he's a Kohen, so we will not say give a get after a month, because a Kohen gives a get, he can't rectify it anymore. So that's the Ikeh Chiddush he wants to tell us. So Amar Abaye Kehenis also Lashminim. Rova Amar Chodesh Molei V'Chodesh Choser Ikeh Binayu. Father says no. 30 days in Chodesh are not the same. Chodesh means a Chodesh Chosar. So according to the Tanakame, we wait. 30 days, and then he gives a get. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we wait 29 days. So that is the chilek between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see, Tois. Rashi, Haini Tanakhama, Diyunami, Shloishim Yoim Koma. He also said Shloishim Yoim. The Gemara said two terutz, and one terutz was the Kehenesik Benayu or Chodesh Chosa. Let us see the second Taisvitz. Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakama. Bahacholetz Peirishri, the Ri said, the Chodesh Dekro, when it says in Aposek Chodesh, Shloishim Yoim, that means 30 days. Kidedoshinen hosam, yerach, shloishim, yomim, shloishim. So yerach means 30 days. Ubenozir namim rinne veimu shloishim yoim, kvasiv ad chodesh yomim. So that's, when it says in the Torah, chodesh means 30 days. Avo bidarabonon, but it says when it's mentioned in a Mishnah, chodesh lehave elochosa. So we see klar that chaydish means 29 days. Rotsu chaydish, rotsu shloishim. So it's very good. So that's what our Gemara is saying. So according to the Ri, it's very good. Rav is teretz. He says the Gemara asked, "What is the difference between the Tanakhama that says Shloishim Yoim and Rabbi Yehuda that says Chodesh?" The Gemara says, "Yeah, Chodesh Chosa, because Chodesh, when the Rabbanon mention Chodesh, they mean 20. The Lishna Chachamim is Chodesh means 29 days. The Koshe, so Taisu says the Ri is beautiful according to Rav. But according to the Makshin and according to Abaye, because Loche Porich Einu Tanakame, the Gemores Einu Tanakame, Vabaye Nami the Omer Kehenis also Shminin, Islu, from them we see the Chodesh Loishim Yoim. So Memele, so it's very schwer. So it seems that they do not hold like the Ri. I married the Ochim Mishum the Boyle Meimel Bekehenish Shnayim Yekayim Nokat Chodesh. He wanted to say a difference between one and two, so he wanted to say Shnayim, so he says Chodesh. So that means even though the Makshin in Abaye understood that the reason that here the word Chodesh is not Kipshutai, he really means Shloishim Yoim. So why did he say the word Chodesh? Because he didn't want to say 60 days. He wanted to say Shnaim, so that's why he said Chodesh. But here, so the word Chodesh was misused. That's what they held. And Rav says, no, Chodesh is correctly used. The Gimel Chadoshim Da'avchone. Now, Taisvis asks, but as we just said Yesaidis, the Ri said Yesaidis, whenever it says Chodesh, it means a 29-day period. Gimel Chadoshim Da'avchone, V'tes Chadoshim Beberes, so there the Abu Chadoshim D'Shloishim Yom, D'Taka means a 30-day period, 90 days for Avchone. 270 days for Muberes. So Taisvi says, so there again, the word Chodesh was misused. The Teichel of Polish Vloimet, Tzadik Yoim, Vain Reish Yoim, Nokat Chadoshim. There again, also the word Chodesh was misused. Va'oid Yesh Loima, Dafilu belishne darabonon avichodesh loishem eichad loimuchach. But eichad demuchach shani. So now Tais was saying not like the Ri. So Tais was saying could be chodesh just like belishne deko chodesh means loishem yoim belishne darabonon also means loishem yoim. Unless I have a echoche from the loshen. He said Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, so there we see that Chodesh means 29, because we see from the Loshen. And that's what Rava says over here also. From Rav Yehuda Gufi, you see that here Chodesh means 29. But the Makshin held that, I mean, but that's Sichel, Chodesh can mean 30 days also. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav. We heard in the Mishnah that if a person was madr ishtoi melahonei sloi, so you wait 30 days, 30 days she could be saivul to become the spalness through a palness, and afterwards you give a get. Omar Rav, lo yishonu ela b'mefarish. That what we say 30 days, she lives like this, that's if the neta was for 30 days. So Mamela, so 30 days she can live like this, and then you go on, but if more than 30 days, so then he gives her a get. Avol bistam, yoytzi la'alta. About Kapanim Eis Meforish, for 30 days, you live till 30 days, because, that's what he said. So then, Meforish, for 30 days, she becomes the spawners to a pawners, Avol Bestam. But what is, if he said, for me, without giving a time limit, then is Yetzir La'alt of eating Subit. Then Stam Neder is also Loilom. Aye, he might find a Pesach, that's nothing. He made a Neder that's asking Loilom, and that is a Zilzil for her. More than Shloshim Yom is Zilzil. So then he has to go and give a get right away. That's what Rav holds. Yetzir la'alta v'itin k'suba. Shmuel amar, afilu b'stam, and Shmuel says, afilu b'stam, lo yetzir. Shemo yimtzo pesach l'nidroi. I say, Shmuel says, no, even though I made a neder stam, stam doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that it's a neder that's unlimited. Maybe you'll find a Pesach. So for 30 days, she can be sable. So you wait 30 days. Frag the Gemara, but if liku bei chodozim. Now this machlokes we had already once on a different case. This not. Hamadir es ishtoi mitashmish hamita. Beishame oimrim shtei shabosois. For two shabosois, the neder can exist. After two Shabbos, Yetzir v'itin k'suba. B'silo imrim Shabbos achas, 1 week. V'omar Rav machloikis v'meforish. When did they say that al kaponim you don't give a get right away and you wait two Shabbos loit b'shamay? If he said that he's making the neder for two Shabbos, avol b'stam, but if he made a neder stam, Yaitzi la alta v'itin k'suba. Shmuel amar afilu b'stanami la yaitzi shema yimtza pesach l'nidroi. So we have here two Mishnayis, which both of them are speaking about a time that an isha could be soivul the kiyam aneder. And we have in these both Mishnayis, amachloikis, Rav Shmuel, does he have to specify this in the neder, that the neder is only limited to a certain time, and then the din is ashim mechuyev to be soivul? That's what Rav says in both Mishnayos, and Shmuel says in both Mishnayos, he doesn't have to specify any time. So the Gemara is asking, so why do we have to have this machlekes in two cases, and you say this one machlekes? So the Gemara says, Tzriche, di itmer bahi koma rav, mishim delay efshel bepalmes. So if it would only say, by Tashmish, that Rav says, yoytzi liyalta, because by Tashmish, she's suffering a lot, That means she's muda from tashmish. So memela, so there, and now you can, and he made a neder stam, which mitzad nidroi, this is a dovo nitzri, that means this, it'll never become muta betashmish, unless he finds a pesa. So memela, she's suffering a lot, and it's a yevsha betashmish, it's yevsha bepalnis, haistis. So there, Rab says that stam is yaitzi lauta. Avo boho. But that's if it would only say the machlekes over there. But in our Mishnah, I would say the evshe bepalmes. So even though it's not an ideal situation, but it's not an impossible situation. The lamaishish is getting mizaynis. Is aim amoy de lelishmus. I would think over there, he is made to Shmuel that what? That even the neder stam is also yamtim shloishim yet. V'itme boho, and if it would say, our Mishneh, the machlekes will only be our Mishneh boho, kama Shmuel, mishum dev sheba parnes. Avol bahi, eme moidele le rav tzrichem. So it comes out that the Mishnah by Tashmish is a Chiddush according to Shmuel, that afilu yevshel bepalnes also stomes yamtin, and our Mishnah by Mezoinis is a Chiddush according to Rav, even though it's yevshel bepalnes, stomes is yaitziv eating subalalta. Before we see Rashi, let us just see Agilsev Taisvis. Inami boho koma Shmuel. Now this is a inami which we don't have, and Rashi is making the skills, but Taisvis had the skills. Then Nadigma wants to make another tzriches. Inami boho koma Shmuel, diketzare detarvayu. That means that the Gemara is saying as follows. That when was Shmuel Matir Stome by Tashmish, the Iketzaro, the Tavayo, both of them are suffering. So Memele, so even though he made another Stome, I can count on that he'll be Matir the Nether, because he's also Soivel from the Nether. But by Mizainis, there's no Tzara L'Tavayis. I would think there Shmuel is Maida to Rav, that's Tom is also. So there's an Inami in our Gemara, and according to the Inami, it works Punfakelt. That our Mishnah is a Chiddush according to Shmuel, and the Mishnah by Tashmis is a Chiddush according to Rav. So this is an inami, what's punkverkehrt from the first riches. Inami boka mashmudi ketzar de tovai, ochisini lo bachalas form. Avogav de kva etzachinu. The Gemara already gave one riches in Shabim, the kva etzachinu. Shabim mitzrichus vekamais. Mikomokim ken derech hashas. Shaisa beis riches is lishnei miroim. That each Mishnah is a Chiddush to one of the two Amiroim. Sheyesh loy. Bekuntos loy dos loy bepeik ava bilagos loy bishum seifa. That's an rashim shum dike tzar de tavayu loy gal sinen. Zet the Gemara vayta. Tanan. Hamader es ishtoi shleititoim echod mikol haperes. We had in the Mishnah, a person was mader ishtoi shleititoim echod mikol haperes. She shouldn't eat a certain peri. Yoitzi v'yitein ksuda. Now this is a very difficult Mishnah to understand. How could a husband be mother ishte, she shouldn't eat peres. That means, bishloime, Bishloima, a person, a husband can asa his nechosim and his wife. He can asa himself, he won't be mahana. That's possible.
Take a nether, his wife should need apples.
I mean, how, there's no such nether. So, let us see Taisvis, and then we'll understand the whole Hemshech of the Gemara. Vesalke daiton b'detole b'tashmish. The Omar ye oser hanos tashmishech olai im tito im le'oisei hamin. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that he made a nether that she can eat apples. Now, we said before, let's look at the Hagoyis Hagor. Aleph, the imlay kain e evsha lahadira mi peiris. He can make such a nether. So how, what's pshat in the Mishnah? What is pshat in the Mishnah that he made a nether she shouldn't eat apples? How can you do such a thing? So the Mor and the Havmin understood, Taisu says as follows, that he made a nether, that if she'll eat an apple, that she'll be also betashmish. Oh! So his nether is preventing her from eating apples. So that's called a mader es ishtoi, that he was mader es ishtoi. Shloititem echad mikol aperes. Now let's go one step further. So what is the nether? The nether is that if she'll eat apples, if she will eat apples, so will be also be tashmish. No. And what if you make a nether on tashmish gufe? So the Mishnah says, you give him a week, you don't give a get right away. And this tashmish till a week is, one can be saivul. So the Gemara and Amayadika problem. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? So let's just say, Eisen Veinik, how the Gemara understood, and then we'll see in Veinik. So according to Rav, there's a difference between Stam and Meforish. So yeah, in the Mishnah speaking about Meforish, she said, Klor, he's asking Tashmish for a week, so she can be saved a week. But if he made an Isser Tashmish that's not Mugbul Bizman, so then there's a Dinyaitz of eating Subbe. So our Mishnah speaking about, he said, if you're going to eat apples, so I'm making an Isser Tashmish. So then he's making an Isser Tashmish that is not Mugbul Bizman, so then it's Yaitzivi Yiteng Subi, Lauter. So according to Rav, it's very good. But according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds Afilu, you make an Isser Tashmish. That's not Mugbul Bizman. It's also, you have to wait a week. Maybe you'll find a Pesach. So, Bezai, according to Shmuel, so, what is Pshat in our Mishnah? Why is it Yaitz of Yitalal? So let's see the Gemara Benik. Not Amados Ishish Leititim Echem Mikol Peiris. Yaitz of Yitang Subis. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Alarav, Kan Bistam, Kan Bimethorish. Our Mishnah is speaking about Stam, so it's Yaitziv Yitin Lauta, Elo Lishmu Kashim. That's the, yeah. So Shmuel answers, Numalach. No, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. Not Pshat in the Mishnah is that it was Toile, Achilles, apples, and Tashmish. Then Pake, the you wouldn't be Yetziv eating Lauta. Och maiskina kegoin shenodra hi vekayim lo ihu. Now it's a different case. It's talking about over here that she made a nether, she's not going to eat apples. And he was mekayim the nether. Vekesova rameya hunaisen etzba bein shineho. That's pshat according to Shmuel. Shmuel Amshan, the Mishnah, we're not speaking about Tashmish over here. We're speaking about that she made a nether not to eat apples. And he was Mekayim the nether. And Rameyer holds, who knows in Ezba ben Shineho. That means, so that what there is now existent, a nether, that's because of him, not because of her.
That means she made a neder, so he should have been made for the neder. He was mekayim the neder, so we see he hates Taka. He's mekayim the neder, because he's not made for the neder. He wants her to suffer Taka. So then it's yoytzi v'yitin k'subet. So for Kelso, she sees such a husband. That means we see not all the time that should a husband agree with the wife. If the wife says, "No, I'm going to jump off the roof," don't tell her that's a good idea. Let me just tell you a good time to do it when no one's around. I mean, don't agree and don't be misayaya your wife for all the whims that she has. So here's also the same thing. She said she's not going to eat apples. So he was, she's mekayim the neder. You don't do that. You're made for the neder. Never sure if apples will be. You're made for the neder. He was mekayim the neder. So Ramei holds who noisein etzba ben shinel. So therefore, it's so she sees that how much he loves her, or how much he puts it, let's say, or how much he doesn't like her. So Mamela is yaitzi v'yitin k'subit. Lalta. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, yaitzi v'yitin k'subit lalta, shenodra hi, Uma yesh loy bo oid lahamte. So now Rashi had a kasha. L'chayre, Shmuel holds that if when a person makes a neder stam, let's say by tashmish, makes a neder stam, so you don't say, no, it's a neder stam, so this can be forever. You say, wait, have patience. It could very well be that he'll find a Pesach to the neder. So Shmuel was the one that said, don't be nispoil from a neder. That's what Shmuel said. Don't be nispoil from a neder. Could be he'll find a Pesach to the neder. So Rashi had a kasha over here. So Rashi had a kasha, nodrohi. It's speaking about that she made a neder, and he was mekayim the neder. So now, like, That's the makib bepatish to the Issa. She made an Issa, and he was goyma the Issa. He was mekayim the neder. So Rashi says, but let's wait. Maybe she'll be shail on the neder. I mean, why right away do you say yaitz v'yitin k'subet? So Rashi says, Ma yesh loy oid lahamtim, ineicha lo ledido lemishkol ksuboso meipek. She's fathering, but she's saying, you makai my neder, so finished. So I want to get meksube. So if that's what she wants, so there's nothing but to wait for. Leitavakish pesach lenidra. So don't expect, that means if she now became highly insulted because of what he was mekayim the neder, so she sees what kind of a husband is, how considerate he is for her feelings. She made it that he's mekayim the neder. So, and she wants to get, she doesn't want to remain with him. So there's nothing what to wait for, Rashi says. Maybe she'll find a Pesach. If she wants to get, she won't find a Pesach, because that's, our whole Pesach for a get is because he made a kiyum. So she's not looking for a Pesach. That's what Rashi says. In Echel all did a mishkol ksubos a meipig loit of akish Pesach lenidro. Abal heicha da adra ihu ki goin bala hene sloi. But if he, like an arm mishneh, that if he made another, she can have another from him. Yamtim shema yimtza Pesach lenuwe. Maybe we'll find in a Pesach. But here, she zichem won't find a Pesach. So I'd like to mention two nekudas on this Rashi. One nekuda I'd like to mention, is a machlokes, the machaber and the Ramo. In Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, Sif Chav Gimel. The Mechaber says, an Isha that made a neder, and the Baal was Mekayim the neder, this Isha could still go to a Chochem and be Mata the neder. That means, every neder has a koyach of HaTorah, you could be Mata a neder. The whole din of a kome is that if he's making the nether, so he can be made for the nether. But the heter of a Torah applies by a nether shehu kam also. Ayidei Bailo. That's what the Mechaber says. And the Remo says that no. The Remo says a nether shehu kam, there's no HaTorah. So the Machlik is the Mechaber and the Remo. So when I learned this Rashi, I thought I found the Gemaldik Metzia. Rashi is asking Akasha, it's speaking about Nodro Yihu V'kayim Lo, and he was Mekayim. She made the Neder, and he was Mekayim the Neder. So Rashi asked Akasha, but why did you give a get right away? Let's wait, maybe she'll be Mata the Neder. How could she be Mata the Neder? He was Mekayim the Neder. So we see from Rashi, that Rashi holds like the Mechaber. So, Baruch Hashem, I looked in Shulchan Aruch, so on the Mechaber, the Goyim brings down this Rashi. A Mekayim to the Mechaber is this Rashi, because Rashi says, Klor, after Hakome, he could still be Mata the Neder. Lemaise, I saw the Ritva asks Akash and Rashi, but if he's chelik Rashi, just like to mention the Kasha. The aloha is, it's a shayla in the Gemara. I think we paskin that yesh shayla behekim. I mean, just like when a person makes a neder, a person can be shoyel on the neder, and the neder becomes bottle. It's a neder that was made by toys. So if a person is making a neder, he can be shoyel on the hekim. So memele, so the shita asks, the ritva asks, amoyer the kikasha on Rashi. As Rashi says, why is it yoytzivi eating sube? Maybe she'll be mata the neder. So Rashi says she won't be mata the neder. Don't worry about it. She wants to get, she won't be mata the neder. Fragt doch the shita, but maybe he'll be shale on the hekim. That means he put his foot in his mouth by being maker. But maybe he'll be shale on the hekim. That kash, the Ritva asks on Rashi. Yeah. Let us see the top Tosfos. Shloititem echod mikol haperes. That it says he was mother ishto shloititem echod mikol haperes. So this is a very confusing lotion. You could learn she shouldn't eat any peiris. You could learn she shouldn't eat one of the peiris. Let's eat them echad mikol haperis. A certain peiris she shouldn't eat. So Taisva says, lav b'chol peiris madilo. That means if a person will make a neder that he won't eat anything, so then the neder is in chal, the efshel olakayim. Tesis means that everything falls into the category of peiris, pri-eitz, pri-adoma, maybe, and pri-behemtecha, mestama, everything falls into together peiris. Also, tamza, very shvel, what Tesis is saying. But Tesis understood that the shleititim echmikol peiris means you shouldn't eat any food. So Taisu says, La b'chol peiris madelo, dim kein la b'chayil. So then the neder b'chlau wouldn't be chal. The yev shelo l'kayim, because then it's a neder that's the yev shelo l'kayim, because the winner b'reish b'ekshen in the dorim. Chioma koinem eini b'shine stam lochayel neder l'meiso shine. The neder is not chal l'meiso shine because it's impossible. You can't make. It's impossible. Someone's talking about Shlosha Shomim. You can't exist without sleeping 3 days. So Memele, so you can't exist without eating. So Taisvus, what is Taisvus saying? So Taisvus is saying that one is unable to make a koinem on a chalais that's impossible to be mekayim. So Taisvus says, that we see from the Gemara Nedarim. So Taisvus says, Hu adin, if a person will make a koinem that he won't eat anything, so it's also a neder that's impossible a kaim. So memele, so can't be speaking about this. Ela shalaititim b'minechot shebeperes. Kidemrine b'desefta filaitoma min zemoilo. Period. Now, I don't want to finish the Taisus now, there's too much on this Taisus, but I'd just like to mention, there's a machloikis, the Ran in Rambam, in Mesech the Shavuos. The Ran, on the Fyudam Adalf, the Dafi Arif, in Mesech the Shavuos. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, Shavuos lo ishan gimel yamim, Loike v'yoshin la'alta. A person swore he won't sleep for 3 days. That's called a shvuah shov. It's an impossibility. So it's loike v'yoshin la'alta. Then he can sleep right away. The shvuah was never chal. There never was any dinim mutal on him because of the shvuah, because it's a shvuah shev shaliskai. Zok teran, mistapik. So I hear a sofik im nishba shalei etim lamed yom. What if a person made a shvuah that he won't eat for 30 days? Is this similar to a shvuah shalei ishan gimel yomim? So just like that shvuah is not chal and yoshan la'alta, oi, this he could be mekayim. Yamid b'shvuos. He said he won't eat 30 days. I can say he won't eat 30. This he could do. Atche yistaken, till it becomes a mesukin. Vachakach yoichel al spikuach nefesh. This is a neder she'efshel iskayim. So the Ran Take says like this. He says, Belo yishon, well, if a person made a shvu, he won't sleep. Bal kochach yishem b'seich gimel. He can't hold himself back. His eyes will fall asleep. Automatically he's going to sleep. He can't exist without sleeping. So memele, so this shvua is an impossibility. He can't exist without sleeping. That means automatically he'll fall asleep. He can't keep himself up. So memele, so how could you swear you won't sleep 3 days? Masha ain't came. If a person says he won't eat 30 days, he can not eat 30 days. I mean, this is a possibility. So he'll die. But al koponim, this is a possibility. That means it's not an impossibility. I will say Yochalamid Bishivosai. My Amrit Shayomus, he'll die. So the Shi is takim, titreshvos mnesakonas nafoshis. So the Ran says, but the Shvua is Evshalikayim. It's possible not to eat. So the Shvua is chal. Now I'll have a new shal. When he becomes a Mesukim, what do you do? So the din is pikuch nefesh is doicha. But the Shvua is chal. But a Shvua is shalai ishan, the Shvua is in chalengans. And that's the maskonas haran. And the Rambam says nitazai. Shvua is shalai oichol zayin yomim is also not chal. It's also impossible. And he's chaylik on the Rambam. The Rambam, he says, verkehrt, why is this, the Rambam seems to compare shvuah le'eichel zayin yomim with shvuah le'ishan gimel yomim. And the Rambam says it's no comparison. This is impossible to be mekayim, but this is possible to be mekayim. I saw in the shiurim from Rav Shmuel says that the Rambam holds that since halachically, he's mechuyev to eat, because it's a sakonas nefoshes, So Memelis, it's also called impossible to be Mekayim. That what the Halacha forces him to eat. So he can't exist 30 days without eating. So that's called, that's also called a Dover Shiev Shaliskayim. And the Ran holds only if B'metzias it's Shiev Shaliskayim. That what the Halacha is Machiach him to eat, that's not called Dover Shiev Shaliskayim. Bekitza. Now, I just would want to mention, we start off the Tosfos, that Tosfos is like the Rambam. He says, Tosfos was clearing a shaila, what is pshat in koinam, shloititem echad, me'amadrasi shloititem echad mikol ha-peiris? So Tosfos had a shaila, maybe means you shouldn't eat any peiris. So Tosfos says, what is the difference than shloishon? So we see Tosfos, so it's like the Rambam.